Thank you, Steve. It's Bill Leffin. It's Wendy Snyder. If you'd like to jump in during the show, you know how to do it. It's 312-981-7200. Kurt Wagner is in studio with us. Kurt is in charge of a website called TVShowPatrol.com, and right now he's choking to death.
Well, you know, Kurt, we should tell you when you hit the cough button, it does make you cough, so don't do that.
All right, sorry. Hello, everyone.
It's Wendy's turn to Heimlich the guests, so if you need anything, just signal
that
Wendy.
That old ruse again.
Yep.
She'll just punch me in the stomach.
I wouldn't doubt it. Welcome back. You spent a couple of weeks at a big TV critics convention. And when a lot of TV critics get together, what do they talk about, Kurt?
Well, the networks talk to us. They bring their shows, and they sit on stage and have these sessions where they talk about new shows, and the actors or producers are usually there.
Yeah. And I'll let you cough, and then I'll ask you another question. You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
We'd give you some water, and I know this sounds terrible, but we don't have water.
We'll get you something.
There's one in the office.
Would you like some spinach? We have spinach. All right, we'll get you some spinach. Was there anything that you saw, Kurt, at this two-week convention that you absolutely said, this is a huge hit, this can't miss, I can't wait to see this on my TV?
Yes.
There was. All right, take a minute.
A two-week-long thing, though. How great is that?
2 weeks in a row for these TV critics to watch some television and
discuss among
foosball.
Themselves.
Yeah.
They had foosball?
There was no foosball.
There was no foosball. All right.
Darn it.
I apologize. All right, so what did you see that made you think to yourself, this is going to be a big hit? Or do you need a moment to compose yourself?
The X-Files.
Oh, it's coming soon.
Oh, yeah.
Sunday.
We can feel it's Sunday already. I've been seeing the billboards 4 days, 3 days. I am so excited about this. I'm going to fill in the gaps while you recoup.
Some of the original cast.
Well, Gillian Anderson and David Duchovny is all I really care about.
Yeah.
Although, who's the bald guy Skinner that I loved so much?
Be nice to
Mitch
see,
Pileggi. I wish
nice
he was
to see
on.
Him again.
He is no part of this.
No, he's in there.
He is?
Yeah.
Oh, my good gracious golly me mercy.
Joel.
I'm stalling.
Joel McHale.
Joel McHale's
Community.
In it.
He's in it.
Yeah. Joel McHale at TCA made this crack about how the show is all about his character now.
they switched the focus to him?
Yeah. Good. But he is an important character because his character is the one who brings them back together.
Oh, good.
Scully and
Mulder.
Mulder.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Truth is out there. Yeah. And
what about the cigarette smoking man? Is he in there?
He died of cancer.
No, don't say that. That wouldn't be good.
Nope, he's still there.
True. All right.
He's there. Oh, my God. And the lone gunman.
Are they involved? The three lone gunmen?
Maybe in some form.
Oh,
because
right.
We could talk. We know that one.
In cartoon form? Is there an animated version of them?
They wouldn't say.
All right.
I get this thing for my kids once a month. It's goofy, but it's fun. It's called Loot Crate, and it's a monthly subscription, and you get these things that are not – they're exclusives to Loot Crate, mm-hmm. and they got their new one, and it's X-Files related. So there's an X-Files T-shirt. There's a little Space Invader action figure.
And you didn't steal this stuff from them? That sounds right up your alley.
I did take the X-Files T-shirt. Dylan's Loot Crate has not arrived yet. I took Michael's.
Oh.
I go, you don't like this show. He goes, but I want to watch the new one. No, you won't like it.
These are for mommy.
But now only 6 episodes from my understanding
right.
at this point. And they've said if it's fun and there's no pressure, they might do more. Is that true?
Right, they might do more. They were a little dodgy on that, though. But...
The last movie was not up to standards.
And Chris Carter has said that.
The last movie was kind of a waste of time.
Yeah.
All right. So we're hoping for better things.
But they have a definite, their chemistry is still there.
Oh, of course.
You can't lose it.
Yeah.
When you have chemistry, I'm not tooting our own horn, but I will. Mm-hmm. We didn't work together for almost 17 years.
Right.
And got back together and didn't
Solving
miss a beat.
Supernatural crimes.
The truth is out there, Mulder.
Absolutely. We're going to take a break. Whatever Kurt has, we'll cure. We will take him to the doctor really quick. He's on a PPO. We'll get that taken care of. more after this is Phil and Wendy on WGN. Kurt Wagner's here. He has black lung disease, and he's the brains behind TVShowPatrol.com.
I was actually in the coal mines the last 2
sure.
weeks.
Sure. Tough. This time of year is rough on you coal miners. Let's talk about the People versus O.J. Simpson. We've been seeing ads for this for several
weeks. Oh, my God. John
weeks.
Travolta makes the best. Robert Shapiro, is that his
yeah,
name?
Yeah, he's Shapiro.
Yeah.
Holy moly. Looks just like him. The eyebrows. He nails it.
It's the new anthology series on FX called American Crime Story, and their first one is going to be People versus O.J. Simpson, and it's really good. At first, when I watched it, I thought, "Oh, this is so frenetic and bizarre and, yeah. And loud and that kind of thing." But then I remembered watching the slow speed Bronco chase, mm-hmm. you know, when it happened, and then all the you know it was live on TV. The courtroom proceedings mm-hmm. were live on TV, and they had all the people outside, all the reporters and everything. And so it really nails it, I think.
Really?
Plus, then it's based on. I can't remember whose book, one of the reporters who was there the whole time.
Yeah.
So, you know, the fictional parts or the little stretches are, you know, sort of the behind the scenes things, you know, but it really sort of nails the whole, you know, the racism and the sexism. Marcia Clark's story is
played by Sarah Paulson yeah. from American Horror Story. Yeah. She looks just like her.
Yeah.
And I talked to her and she said that the stuff this woman went through was just incredible. You wouldn't believe it. And I actually asked her if her characters on American Horror Story suffered more than Marcia Clark, and she said, and she kind of laughed and said, well, you know, fictional to true life, but no, Marcia Clark had to deal with so much stuff from the people sitting in the room with
really?
Her.
I didn't
from Judge
realize
Ida,
that.
From Judge Ida, who made a comment about her hair.
I forgot about all that. I really did.
Yeah, and so it's a really good reproduction of all that stuff that's happening, and not to mention you see the Kardashians before they were the Kardashians
right.
and everything,
because their father was one of the attorneys
right
on the
well
case.
He was like a really good friend of his, and OJ apparently almost shot himself, you know, in Kim's bedroom.
Yeah. Now, without the O.J. Simpson case, is it safe to say we wouldn't know about Robert Kardashian and his family would never have come to light? Is that a possibility?
I suppose it's a possibility.
Don't blame OJ. Obama. Blame O.J.
O.J. should be locked up just for that, then.
That starts February 1st, by the way.
And it's John Travolta, and it's Sarah Paulson, and it's Cuba Gooding Jr., right,
plays
O.J. Simpson.
And there's David Schwimmer's in it. He plays Kardashian.
That is weird to see, but how does he do in that?
I think he does well. I think he's very good in it.
And I can't think of anything other than Ross from Friends.
Well, it is a little...
a couple of other things.
Yeah. It could be... It's kind of a little difficult, I guess.
Yeah.
At first. But then you... Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so, and that's going to be on for how long? I know that's it obviously is a limited series as well.
13.
Oh, is it that
eight
long?
Or 13, I'm not sure.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. All right, we'll be looking forward to that. You have some breaking news, Kurt, for something that affects our city.
Yes, Chicago Legal has been put on the fast track.
This is another
NBC.
Dick Wolf show?
It is the fourth of the Chicago series.
So far we have Chicago Fire. We have Chicago
PD, Chicago Med.
Chicago
I
Med,
like that.
The newest one.
That's a good one. Yeah.
And Chicago Legal. And they're thinking that
Chicago Hookers is next?
That would be all
maybe.
Right. Yeah.
I'll be in that.
I was hoping they would do Chicago Sanitary District. But
that would be good. There's a lot of possibilities. All right. So when you say it's been put on the fast track, that means this guy has a good record. They like what he does.
Right. And NBC has said that. They said, you know, we were impressed by how they got Chicago Med up and running so quickly. So I think they will probably start introducing people this spring.
Yeah.
Into the, you know, legal people into the current shows.
Yeah.
And in the fall. And I think they say that it'll probably premiere in mid-season of 2016-2017.
You know, it's good for the city when they do more series here for obvious reasons. It helps the economy.
Yeah.
They bring workers out here. It's good for the actors who work here. So that's great. I'm glad to hear that. So we could look for that as soon as when do you think that
probably be? Spring
in the fall?
Of
in
no,
spring?
Probably spring of 2017.
Oh, right.
Cuz it'll probably
wait.
Be a mid or winter, you know, January.
Yeah.
Like a mid-season thing. Med was supposed to start now in January, but they had to switch it with Heartbeat because the lead actress in Heartbeat was pregnant.
Oh, right.
So they had to switch, which is why they were impressed by how Meds was able to get going so
good.
Fast.
I enjoy that show. We
is
had
that good?
The main doctor guy on that I can't remember his name. He was so charming.
Colin O'Donnell?
Yes.
Dark hair?
Yes.
Yeah, he is.
He was sweet. You were on vacation. He was so nice.
Mm-hmm.
His wife's an actress. She was in with him. And that show, I loved ER. It's very much like that. And I'm a hypochondriac, so it's really good to try and make my prognosis as the people are coming in.
Well, when we were on set, it's so amazing how they do the bodies they're operating on.
Yeah.
Because they have a real person laying on the bed, but then they hollow out the body part so that the body's lower.
Yeah.
And they have a fake body on top that they have that they can open up and it has
So the head's really there talking or yeah, that's
or,
cool.
Or like, you know, whatever, rolling around or whatever. Yeah. Although they shouldn't be awake if they're cut open. But that's how they do it. And the organs, all that stuff looks so real.
But you know what separates this from like other medical shows is because it's Chicago, even though the bodies there aren't open, there's always a pizza next to it.
There's usually a pizza inside.
Sometimes there is a pizza inside. Right. That's how we know the difference. And then one of the funniest guys, I think, on the planet, Zach Galifianakis, has his own TV series called Baskets on FX. Have you seen any of these
yet? It started last night, I think.
Oh, it did?
Yeah. Yeah, it's bizarre.
He kills me.
As you would
me.
Expect. So funny. And Louis C.K. is one of the producers of it, which is
really?
Why we don't have new Louis episodes.
And can I share what I know about the show? Because I saw a picture yesterday.
Louis?
His mom, the mom on the show, Zach Galifianakis' mom, is played by Louis Anderson.
Right. Right. And you want to know how that came about?
Oh. Yes.
They were trying to figure out who could be the mom. And Zach was talking to Louis C.K. and saying, you know, well, I picture her having a voice that's sort of, you know, and he did this voice, right? And Louis C.K. said, oh, you mean like Louis Anderson?
Yeah.
Like Louis Anderson's voice. And Zach said, yeah, I guess so. So who should we try to get to do this? And he goes, how about we get Louis Anderson? And they called Louis Anderson up, and he didn't even have to get pitched. He said, yes, I'll do it.
Oh,
we
got
to talk to him. He's been on the show a bunch of times. We have to talk to him and congratulate him. Does he look good as a woman?
Does it
look like Louis Anderson as a woman?
Louis does an impression of his mom.
Well, and that's what he said. That's what he said. He's sort of doing his mom.
Yeah, I could see him doing that.
You know what? It's really touching. There's a lot of humor in this, but it's sort of it's got a lot of dramatic elements, you know, because isn't all comedy sadness or something like, what's that saying? There's some kind of saying like that.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Comedy and timing equals tragedy. No.
Dying is easy, comedy is hard. Is that the one?
I don't know.
Something like that?
I think we're all off.
We're all missing it.
But there's a tinge of sadness to it, you know, because Zach's character is a guy who his mom paid for him to go to French clown school. Or as they say, clown.
Yeah.
And he gets kicked out because they won't speak English. Like, he doesn't speak French and they don't speak English. So he doesn't have any idea what's going on in the clown school. And so...
Sacre bleu.
So he comes back home and becomes a rodeo clown.
Oh, really?
And he's trying to do all this very artsy clown stuff. And then, like, I think one of the clips shows him throwing these sprinkles in the air and he's, like, all dressed up. And this bull comes and just bashes and knocks him over. You know, so there's this fun... You know, seriousness and high comedy and plus the low comedy.
Good.
So it's really cool.
I love him. Yeah. All right. So that's Zach Galifianakis' show, Baskets, and it's on FX.
Yeah, on Thursdays.
All right. Kurt, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're feeling better. I know you had a coughing bout.
Sorry about that.
Now you're fixed. All right. Well, now Wendy has it. Look how these things happen.
It's dry in here.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, and then the doctors will come in and check everybody and see if we can proceed. It's Bill and Wendy.
We need the humidifier.
Yes, we do.